I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Я приветствую вас всех именем Иисуса Христа.
And before I go to text,
и прежде чем я открою место Писания,
I want to thank this congregation. This church we want to thank.
Я хочу поблагодарить эту церковь.
I mean our mission group we want to thank this church.
И не только я, наша миссионерская группа, которая хочу поблагодарить.
Because you have given us the room to stay here.
Что вы дали нам здесь место, чтобы.
Already many times.
И уже не первый раз.
And given some other help.
И также другую помощь даете нам.
We thank all that hospitality.
Благодарим вас за ваше гостеприимство.
And may God bless you that you have helped us.
И благословит вас Бог за вашу помощь нам.
We had mercy on this trip from the Lord. We are today getting back to Finland.
Сегодня мы возвращаемся назад в Финляндию.
And Lord help us to succeed.
И Господь дал нам успех.
And some people received Jesus in this city.
В этом городе некоторые люди обратились к Иисусу.
One of the most difficult person to lead to know Jesus was one Catholic lady.
Одной из самых трудных, кого было обратиться к Иисусу, это была женщина-католичка.
She told me.
Она сказала мне.
When she was child.
А когда она была маленьким ребенком.
He went to Catholic church.
Она ходила в католическую церковь.
And she had her first communion.
И проходила первую коммунию.
And she told me that then she became Christian.
И она сказала, что после этого она стала христианкой.
But I knew that she was not born again.
Но я показал, что она не рождена свыше.
So I asked Lord help me and give me wisdom what I will say next to that lady.
Я просил Господа дать мне мудрость, чтобы знать, что сказать этой женщине.
And then Lord told me.
И Господь сказал мне.
The word.
Слово.
Kingdom of God.
Царство Божие.
Is not eating and drinking.
Нет пищи и питья.
Then she understood.
И она поняла.
By eating or drinking.
Что едя или пья.
Man can't receive Jesus as her or his personal savior. And after that verse, she started to receive more word of God. And finally, she was ready that we prayed for her. And she confessed through her mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord. So I have only some few verses which I want to share with you today. And verse is there, book of Hosea. It is there in chapter 10. Verse 12. Sow for yourself righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you.
Сейте себе правду или праведность, и пожнете милость. Распахивайте себя на вину, ибо время взыскать Господа, чтобы он когда придет, дождем пролил на нас правду или праведность.
If we ask God, have mercy for us. Before that is the time to sow righteousness. Because there is the law in the Bible. It's time to sow or time to plant. It's time to reap. And most important part of that law is soul winning. There is time to sow, and there is time to reap. And sometimes we need even tears that it will succeed. And so we turn Psalm 100. 26, verses 5 and 6.
Psalm 125.
Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed while sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Сеявшие со слезами будут пожинать с радостью, с плачем несущие семена возвратиться с радостью, неся снопы свои.
There might be tears in your life.
В твоей жизни могут быть слезы.
Like when the lady is getting the birth for her child. There is pain. There might be sometimes tears. But then when the child gets the birth, there is a great joy. And that mother will forget all those tears, all that pain. Because there is that joy, there is new child getting to life here in the earth. This same happens in the spiritual world. If you plant the seed, there must be intercession. And deepest intercession is that we receive those tears. If there is no tears in our prayers, there is still cry land, and seed can't start to grow up. So I ask us to open our heart for deep intercession. After that, when we have sowed the seed, it needs between it deep intercession. And then the result will come by the mercies of God. Because all battle belongs to the Lord. This is not our war. Our war, this is God's war. So word says that all battle belongs to the Lord. It is our privilege to take part of that war. But we have to fight with Jesus according his advice. We can't do this work according our own understanding. Because the word warns us. Do not lean your own understanding. It tells us to lean, leaving God. Leaning Jesus. Like the disciple John did that time when Jesus was here in the earth. When they had a break, John came and put his head beside the chest of Jesus Christ. What that means? Even during the break, disciple John wanted to receive more love from the Lord. There is a great thirst in his heart. Great thirst in his heart to receive more love. He wanted to receive all love before Jesus gets back in heaven. And when we read John's text in the Bible, those texts is full of love. He received much. God gave him much. History tells us that they tried to kill Apostle John. They put him to the big barrel of oil. And they put fire under it. And oil was still boiling. And John was still alive because he was full of life of Jesus Christ. They could never kill him because it was full of life of Jesus. He was like Daniel there among the lions. Or Daniel's friends, it might be that. And Daniel was there in the fire. And then we see Psalm 90. It's verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
Так научи нас так счислять дни наши, чтобы нам приобрести сердце мудро.
So God wants us that we number or count our days right.
Бог хочет, чтобы мы счисляли свои дни правильно.
What does this mean?
Что это значит?
What is this wisdom? It is not wisdom from this world. It is His wisdom. It means that we have to count days that we seek the Lord. That we seek the Lord. And sow the righteousness that we may reap the mercy. And most important thing for this wisdom is soul-winning. So we turn Proverbs 11. Proverbs. And verse 30. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. And there in the midst of paradise, there was a tree of life. But for us, Jesus Christ is this tree of life. And when we have the thanksgiving mind, He has given us promise to be with us. And other words, there is freedom. There is His presence. So He advises us to receive this wisdom for soul winning. So it means it's God's wisdom. In New Testament language we can understand it a little bit other way. That wisdom is in anointing. He gives anointing to win souls. And in this anointing is its wisdom. It is not here in our head. It is here in the heart. He put His Spirit into the earthen vessels. And His holy will is that our earthen vessels will overflow His wisdom, His anointing. That we could make the harvest. That we could labor according His advice. So we have to learn number our days right. So we have to learn to turn aside all bad behaving. And if we have sin, if we have sin in our life, sin, we ask His blood to clean our us all sin. This time, many times it happens that people do not have any kind of special sin, but they use their time wrong.
явного, но они свое время используют неправильно.
They have so many hobbies.
У них так много хобби.
That they do not have time for harvest.
Что у них нет времени на жатву.
They see so long time television every day.
Они так долго смотрят телевизор каждый день.
That there is no time for those people who go to hell.
Что у них не остается времени на людей, которые идут в ад.
They have sport so much in their life.
И так много спортом они занимаются.
They have so many holiday trips.
И так много этих поездок на выходных.
That God can't use them for soul winning.
Что у них просто нет времени.
So ask you, my brother and sister.
Я прошу, братья и сестры.
Pray this prayer today. Pray this prayer to be what is teach me to number my days right. Ask honest heart from the Lord. What are those things in my life? What you Lord want me to put beside? That there is more time for your kingdom. Time is short. Time is short and King is coming. And we have to make the count. What we have done in the flesh. And He asked us to do His will here in the earth. You can read that there from Matthew 25 chapter. When King comes in His glory and He collects all nations before Him. And He asked us what we have done for His brothers of His least. I can read only verse 34 from the chapter. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. So I want to mention these things. You can read this whole chapter, Matthew 25, at your home. But I mentioned these kind of things we have to make count. So it means that when we are here in the earth now, He expects us to do these things in which our one day have to make count. So I advise you with honest heart. May God help us to number our days right, that we will receive wise heart, because the anointing is in that wisdom. And let's pray. Father God, we come in your holy presence. We ask, help us to receive this wisdom. Help us to receive your power to bring people in your kingdom. Help us to cast all demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to pray for sick in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, pour out your spirit and your power. Sanctify your holy name in this place today. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bound all devil spirits which has set against your people. And I proclaim, let there be freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. And if somebody is living in sin, we ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you repent, I proclaim your sin will be forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Any kind sick or illness for this in your life, I ask you to put your hand above that sick place in your body. And in the name of Jesus, I command that sickness or illness to go your body. Go out in the name of Jesus. Let there be healing. Let there be freedom. Let there be help your problems. In the name of Jesus. And most of important thing, let there be that wisdom. Let there be that anointing for soul winning. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be strong. Be faithful. Up into the end. King is coming. Be ready. Be ready to receive the King. His coming is in glory. And we have to make count for Him. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.